So, and that leaves me to our next speaker, which is Trav. So, Trav's an extraordinary sort of gentleman. Very successful businessman. Was in the personal training sort of industry for over 20 years. And franchised that out. And he's probably going to elaborate on that story a little bit more. But I guess there came a time in Trav's life where he decided to live his life on purpose. And now he actually goes around and travels the world to help people find out what's important to them. So he is known nationally and internationally as the bucket list guy. So when we talk about positioning, Trav's the bucket list guy. So that's perfect. He's the man. Shared a great story with me earlier about the Burning Man. Has everybody heard about the Burning Man? In the middle of the desert in America, and his journey out there and his experiences. And I imagine, and I didn't ask Trav this, but it was one of his bucket list probably things to do. So it's really great to meet someone who preaches or talks about a certain topic and then lives and is congruent with that topic, and that is who Trav is. So he has got a great book out, which I'll let Trav talk about during his talk, but that's something well worth reading. But guys, strap yourselves in. This is going to be very cool. But before we start, what I'd like to do is maybe just play this quick video for you guys, just so we can do a bit of an intro.
Hey, bucket listers, it's Trav Bell, the bucket list guy here.
Is this, we good? Excellent. Heavy breathing. It's not that sort of seminar. Okay, are we ready? I'm going to take you through till 5 o'clock. Has anyone got some ideas about their bucket list already?
Yep. Good. Does everyone know what a bucket list is? Who doesn't know what a bucket list is? Everyone's got an idea of what a bucket list is? It's all the cool shit you want to do before you die. Sweet. Who's actually got one, like, in their head?
This is also about participation. I spent the last, yes, as Stephen said, I spent the last 20 years in the personal fitness training industry. So, you know, if you do not participate, I have no hesitation in taking 5 minutes off my time and getting you to do 50 push-ups out the front. So this is about participation. It's about what? Nice. And us personal trainers, we'll use threats, guilt, headlocks, whatever, just to get you to get involved. So you know what a bucket list is. Who's actually got one written down? Sorry if you haven't. You know, I did an Amway seminar not too long ago. With all due respect, it's all cool. 300 kids in an Amway conference up on the Goldie. Like, who's got a dream board? 300 kids. You know, this is a good system, Amway. It personally develops. I'm like, oh, cool. All right. Who's got their goals, like, written down? 300 kids. Oh, shit. They couldn't, surely. Who's got a bucket list actually written down? 300 kids. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. But the thing is, you know, my job is to really, really establish why the hell we're doing what we're doing. See, a bucket list is a tangible life plan where our business plan needs to fit into our life plan, not be the other way around. A lot of us go into business going, hopefully I'll get some life at the end of it. Wrong. See, my job here, guys, in the time that we've got left, is to help you overcome. Who's ever suffered from Monday-itis? Yes. Who has hump day? Not the hump day that you really want. Who? Yeah, I get it every day, champ. Yeah, good on you. All right. Who's suffering from, thank God it's Friday? Who's said that today? If your partner is next to you has said that today, punch him in the face right now. Don't actually punch, guys. So that's my job. Hey, Nick. So we want to get up. We want to get motivated. I'm going to give you a formula for that. Is that cool? Yes. All right. But first, today has all been about business, hasn't it? And tomorrow is all about business. I'm not going to talk to you about business. Is that cool? I'm going to talk about life. Who wants to talk about life? So at the end of this, my goal is to have you in the fetal position, in the bottom of a shower, in the, like, whatever. So it's a big Dr. Phil session. Cool? Some of you are like, oh, God. Here we go. What's he done to me? So, all right, rock and roll. So here's what I'd like you to do. Everyone stand up. We're going to move. We're going to participate. Here we go. All right. So I'd like you to do the following, please. Grab the zip at the front of your head. Remember the participation rule I just gave you? All right. Okay, now I want you to undo your head, please. Ready? Make the noise. Zzz. Make the noise. For it. Yep, good. All right, now open up your head, please. I thank you for that. That's some rusty ones. All right, and now I'd like you to scoop out your brain, please. Feel free to make noises. A couple of Michael Winslows in the audience. Okay, put your head back. Zip it back up. Thank you for playing. All right, grab your brain. Some of you are like, oh, mine's so big. Yeah, whatever. So I'd like you to grab your brain, hold your brain up in your head, and just look at it for a moment. And just go, oh. That's got nothing to do with anything. Thanks for playing, though. All right. I'd like you to get your brain and just squash it down to like a bit of chewy. All right. And when you sit down, you're going to pop it up under your seat. Do it. Have a seat. Pop it up under your seat. I want you not to think about business. Business is just a vehicle for you to do all the cool shit you want to do in life, yes? We kind of get it mixed up, though, don't we? See, a bucket list is a tangible life plan. You ask most Australians, why are you in business? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you earning money? And they say, oh, yeah. I don't know why I just did that accent. I just channeled, like, outback Queensland or something. Oh, yeah. note to self, don't do that. All right, but you ask most people, why are you doing what you're doing? Pay off the house, put the kids through school, and do a bit of travel when I'm older. Possibly sicker. Wow, is that it? That's a common response. So my job here is to expand our models of the world. Expand our why and make that why really concrete. So you do get up out of bed in the morning and you know exactly why you're working. And see, once we nail this today, you will nail this today, and you're going to go home tonight and this weekend and have all these ideas. I'm going to kind of mess with your minds a little bit, but in a really, really cool way. I'm going to get you thinking a really different way. Is that cool? All right. It's going to give you an absolute reason and it's going to give you purpose. So, all right. So, what we've got to do is separate your daily to-do list from your bucket list. Because right now, for a lot of us, our to-do list and our bucket list is swimming up there, isn't it? And guess which one gets done first? The to-do list. But is that the most important? It's actually not. So let's at the moment just take a little helicopter perspective over our life, and you've got the opportunity to move those chess pieces how you want them. All right? And really start establishing some carrots for yourself. And stop living in this delayed gratification mindset. I will sacrifice now to be happy later. How many people do you know like that? How many people do you know like that really intimately? Because I know that once you get this, and you will by the end of today, you'll get what I'm dealing, whatever that means. Sometimes the speaker, you say shit and you don't even... That was one of those moments. We're not dealing anything, we're just... I've got a book to flog at about $20, that's about it. Anyway, the thing is, it does have an impact, and more importantly, guys, it'll help you build your business a shitload faster. It'll give you a real hurry up, sense of hurry up at the end of today, but not like hurry up for me to enjoy when I'm 60, but me to hurry up and enjoy right now. This is a mindset, that's all it is. But I'm going to give you a bunch of tools that you can take home, but more importantly, who's got family, who's got kids here? This is something that I want you must do with your kids. You must do with your kids. Please pay this stuff forward, all right? Because your ecosystem is what it's all about. You, if your ecosystem is on board with you, because I bet a lot of them hate you for being in business in the first place, but you can really bring this home and do family bucket lists, and do bucket lists, you know, with your companies. And if you're a service provider, like I was just on a cruise liner with Smartline mortgage group, one of the mortgage brokers. So now they're all integrating this language when they come across people, when they're doing client, initial consults. Is helping them establish their why. So anyone in the service kind of industry, this can be stuff that you can also pay forward. Is that cool? All right. So who's seen the movie, The Bucket List, the movie? I'm not here to promote it. But it's about two guys who get a cancer diagnosis. One family man, Morgan Freeman, and one full-on entrepreneur, rich dude, Jack Nicholson. Now, they get the cancer diagnosis, and then they write their bucket list. Now, we're pretty intelligent human beings, aren't we? Yep. Oh, shit. It's going to be a long day, people. I'll rephrase that question in exactly the same way I just said. We're intelligent human beings, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, the power of NLP. All right. We shouldn't wait until it's too late. But we do for some reason. We wait until we get a cancer diagnosis or a slap like that for us to wake up. being the bucket list guy, and that's I'll tell a quick story about myself in a second, but being the bucket list guy, I get sent bucket lists from all over the world, you know, and I include them in my books and that sort of thing. But unfortunately, a lot of them are from dying people, dying kids, which makes me incredibly sad. So what? And a lot of bloggers, like I do a lot of the video blogging and blogging, and a lot of bloggers don't like me that much, you know, who talk about bucket lists. Because I'm like, why did you wait until you actually got a diagnosis to then come out and live your list? No reply. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's real. It's true. But we do as human beings. We have to wait until something goes wrong for us to then fix it. But certainly, I'm the same as you. But I want to wake you up to the point where you're like, all right, start working on this right now before it is too late. So here's what, and this is, mind you, this is not about just writing a simple list. That's easy. Why'd you have to bring death into it, Trav? This is about the person you become in the process of achieving all the things on your list, and more importantly, it's about the person that exists on the other side and the person you don't even know yet. That's your potential. And we, us as human beings, when we see that potential, when we see our bigger version of ourselves, it puts a smile on our face. It's like, oh, like a five-year-old kid learning a new skill for the first time. But us as human beings, the title of my keynote when I go out and give this to companies is people are dying at 40 and being buried at 80. We get to a certain age or a certain time in our lives when we go, that'll do, don't we? Guilty? No. You're going to get to 40 yet. Believe me, when you get to 40, you start asking yourself the big questions, man. But the thing is, no, we want to be living our list sooner rather than later. So that's my job today. Cool? Here's something that you can't... A friend of mine did this. Something you can't unsee. Don't have to laugh that hard, seriously. All right, so I want you to get out a piece of paper, please. A piece of paper. All right. And I want you to draw this grid for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Damn it. It's meant to be an 8x10 grid, please. An 8x10. I've just come back from India. I'll tell you a reason why it's 7 and not 8, and I should have changed my slides. It's all good. So an 8x10 grid, please. No, it doesn't. All right. Excellent. 10x8. What the hell is that? Okay. This guy's got a protractor out. Jeez, come on. All right. Before we get on to that, I want you to tell a very, very quick business story because we are here in business. I've never had a job in my life. Straight out of uni, I did a phys ed degree. And I started this thing called personal training when there wasn't an industry in personal training. This is how I became the bucket list guy. I'll give you a quick... Because this weekend's all about personal branding, isn't it? All right. So being the bucket list guy, the world's number one bucket list expert, do you want to hear how I became that? Yes. Cool. You can say no, I don't give a shit, Trav. No, we're good? All right. So... I started personal training back when there wasn't this industry of personal trainers. And the thing is, you know, there's personal trainers on every street corner now, isn't there? But I started 20 years ago, straight out of uni. And I actually started my third year of doing phys ed. So I was always a jock, just scraped through. And started this thing called personal training. And I was making more money out of personal training, trading time for money, than any PE teacher because I was going to be a phys ed teacher. I thought that was my only path. And then from end of uni, started doing personal training. And I looked at teaching and went, nah. And see, what was really sad is there was a mentor or a teacher who was going through uni at the time, who was a lecturer of ours in strength and conditioning. His name was Tony Hewitt. Tony was doing this thing called personal training. I was just like, wow, this is cool. I'm going to follow this guy around. And he was like, yeah, read this book. And this is before the interweb and before the Google machine, before Crackbook and all that. And he was, what's really sad about this is he was getting paid $200 an hour. This is in the 90s. And he was trained, I know I'm from the country, on the coast in Victoria. And he was Daryl Summers' personal trainer. And I thought he was an absolute rock star. Remember Daryl Summers? Hey, hey, it's Saturday. Yep, that's how sad my existence was at that point in time. Thanks for laughing. So I thought, all right, how much do you get? Yep, that's cool. So I started this thing called personal training. Like, my record was 63 one-hour mobile personal training sessions in a week. As you'll come to expect, I don't do things by halves. And very quickly, I figured out that I was a great personal trainer and really shitty business person because I started to break down. I had all sorts of, I reckon 3 burnouts, like heavy burnouts. This is not for me. I'm not suited to business. Got accepted to jobs that I applied for, going to the last interview for these jobs and then just stopping on the highway and going, stay the course and turning the car around. But I've never had a job in my life. Now, that you might think to yourself, that's a bit dumb. But, if it is to be, it is up to me. So it was at that point of time, or one of the burnout stages, where I went, all right, I've got to get I've got to leverage myself. Michael Gerber, the E-Myth, that guy ruined my life. He taught me about franchising and about systems, about leverage. And that was like the Bible, still is. And everyone was, I read it and then went, all right, I've got to franchise personal training. I've got to franchise this somehow. And everyone around me was like, no, you can't do that because it's a personal business and this sort of thing. And I went, all right, I'll take that as motivation. And I did it. And we were the first to franchise personal training studios in Australia. And so I built this concept where we had a studio, about 200 square metre mini private gym, and with a franchisee and 6 to 8 trainers in each one. So I went from having one client up to a chain of 21 of those around Australia in 3 states. And more importantly, we've motivated, in that business, we motivated tens of thousands of clients and, affected so many families. Really, really cool. Done over 2 million personal training sessions. But I became a franchisor, the person that everyone loved to hate. And I became a semi-accountant, with all due respect, and a semi-lawyer. And I lost people contact. And I love people. I love helping people. That's why I got into personal training. I love motivating people. I was going to work for about 2 years there. See, choose a career that you love and you never work a day in the life. I was working. There was some legal blues going on. I'm just like over it. Own perception, own reality. You might be thinking, yeah, there's starving children in Africa, mate. Like, get over it. First world problem. But we have our own problems, don't we? So that was pretty serious for me. I was hating it. Hating it. I hated the thing that I'd created. Loved the end product, but hated being the franchisor. Literally going to work, not wanting to return phone calls, emails, or have a meeting, having breakdowns with my partner. And it's pretty serious when you walk into Beyond Blue. You pick up the Am I Depressed voucher or pamphlet, and you tick all the boxes. And in the last box, no word of a lie, it said, have you smiled in the last 2 weeks? Damn, I smiled yesterday. I'm an overachiever, okay? So I wasn't clinically diagnosed, but I was bloody close. And I thought, what am I going to do? I've got to do something about this. And I went, funnily enough, at the same time, I was in... I've always been in personal development and I've always learned... my car's always been my library, Jim Rowan. And I've been in personal... I've sat in your seats. So I've spent so much money on courses, on coaches and everything. I was a seminar junkie. But now I'm a dealer. I know. Shit joke. Hashtag shit joke. I was in one of these things and I was partnered up. We were doing the share and the hug and the, and I'm like, what's an all story? And she's like, you know, I'm doing my thing. She did, oh, what about you, Deb? And then this girl I was partnered up with was said, that's all well and good, Trav. I've just survived cancer. Just had a hysterectomy. I'm so stoked I'm here. You know when you meet some people in your life and they just nail you? That was one of those times for me. I instantly became grateful. Mate, you're not afraid of speaking in public. I mean, this, for most people, it's worse than freaking sharks. I've got my health. I'm cool. What are you worrying about? Massive perspective shift. By the same token, a friend of mine gave me this book by Tal Ben-Shahar called Happier. I don't know what she was trying to tell me. To this day, I've got no idea what she was trying to tell me. Basically, you miserable prick. Here, read the book. It says happier. Well, you join the dots, champ. So in this book, it's funny because in this book, now Tal Ben-Shahar is a positive psychologist. He runs the most popular course at Harvard University on happiness, funnily enough. In it was this exercise that changed my life. So in it is this MPS process. What gives you meaning, what gives you pleasure, and what are your strengths? In the middle is your calling. So I did this at this time, and out of that, so it's a values match, out of that I got, wait for it, motivation speaker. Great, I thought. If you don't know what that means, just someone will explain. So I went, all right, stuff it. I literally, on that day, I gave all my franchisees at the time a letter and I said, I'm out. 21 studios. Kiss goodbye, a lot of income in order to be happy. I was in a pretty dark place. And I'm having fun with it, but, you know, you and I both know that in those dark times, it is pretty dark. So I gave them all the letter. Some were like, yeah, great. Some were like, no, don't go. But I had to do what made me happy. All right, what am I going to do now? All right, I'm going to put on a seminar. I'm going to package up all the stuff that I've learnt in the car and everything and all the seminar. I'm going to put in the best bits and put on a seminar, 3-hour seminar. Here we go. I literally had to pay people to be there. Mum and Dad, the little champions, were at the back. And they go, Jay, Trav, hey, good on you. I was shitting myself. And I was going all right, people laughing at jokes, and I'm like, yeah, cool, getting some good content out. And it's, you know, personal development, you know, but you do have, and oh, groundbreaking. But about halfway through, I started talking about my list to do before I died. The fact that I had one since I actually written down my little blue folder since I was 18. And I carried wherever I shared, you know, household, you know, shared house, I always had my little blue fold next to my bed, always written down, all the stuff I've got to do before I die. And I started sharing this with the group. I said, who else has got one of these lists, like to do before you die list, actually written down? Donuts. I said, well, what would you actually like to do before you die? Here's some of the stuff I've done, and that's why I've set up businesses really, really quickly and just got on with it. There's not that many speed bumps on the journey when you are motivated, when you are enthusiastic about life, when you're really clear on your vision and your life plan. There's not that many. You just find a way. I want you to write this down. It's not a matter of resources. It's a matter of resourcefulness. It's not a matter of resources. It's a matter of resourcefulness if you want to get something done. Does this make sense? So, I said, what do you want to do? And then the whole room just started thinking, the room came alive. And I got some suggestions, we were throwing around all sorts of ideas. And then at the end of it, Joe, one of our old personal training clients at the time, said, how's all this list to do before you die at the end of it? During, how's all this list? That's like a bucket list. You're like the bucket list guy. I think they call that, Nick, is it user-generated content in internet marketing? Yep. So that night, I went home and registered the bucketlistguy.com. And I was like on the Google machine. I'm like, all right, who's like the Mac Daddy? Who's like the king of bucket lists in the world? Oh, look, no one. So I called myself the world's number one bucket list expert. So I know what you're thinking right now. Oh my God, I'm in the same room as him. What's that?
Was that last week?
Last week?
Yeah. Are you registered?
No. No, it was like 4 years ago. Oh. Yeah. All good.
4 or 5, yeah. But the funny thing is it has caught fire. World's number, you're talking about personal branding. I wrote that down and just started, I think, to throw up in my mouth. You know, I was that, you know, I'm like, all right, champ, you better play a big game here. But you know what? Literally this morning, like talking about personal branding, I was talking to Jacqueline at the back, talking about personal branding, Ford Motor Company are going to give me a car to do something, I don't know what the heck, to do something bucket listy in.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So I got back to them yesterday about something bucket listy, and I've got to just video blog about it because I do a lot of video blogging, and the PR company has followed my blog. So you don't know where this, and I've just been like New Balance shoes. They want me to wear shoes when I'm talking. They're shoes. They're like casual, I don't know, brand ambassador for them. So that is literally just happened in the last couple of weeks. Okay, so you don't know where it can go. And I got called up by Washington Magazine, and this was about a year ago. And they're like, "Oh, we did this. We're doing this big spread on bucket list, and we got all these opinions from all around the world. But we'd really like yours because apparently you're the world's number one bucket list expert." I'm going, "Yep, you got him." Pretty busy and all. World's number one. Whatever. So the thing is, you've got to put your neck out there. You've got to be a dick on video. Like, please, just be yourself. If you looked at, don't look at my YouTube channel and don't go like to the depths of my YouTube channel. I quiver. Not that I'm not flash now, but at the end of the day, you just got to put it out there. And all my clients, I'm like constantly going, you know what, you work with me, you got to do two blogs at least per week. That's the sort of content level you got to put out there. And if you've got video, you just do. Have you seen these selfie sticks? You can buy a thing called selfie stick. Just a stick, you put your iPhone on, and they've branded it the selfie stick. That's smart. Okay. So that's how we became the bucket list guy. I know what you're thinking. Oh, my God. No, you're not. All right. So here's the thing. I want you to, on your grid there, your grid is 80 years, 80 boxes. The average age of death in Australia is 79 for us guys and 83 for girls, although that has just moved up by 1 year on each side. But we're going to call it 80 years. I'd like you to cross off the ones that you've been alive, please. So from the left to right and top down, please. Left to right and top down.
All right. Hey, when you look at that after it's done, when you look at that, what's the emotion that comes up? Oh. Thank you. You said it. Sorry, cameraman. You said it. Half your life is gone.
Downhill run.
Positive. Yes.
Steven, still going.
What do we got? Come on, what are the emotions? If you haven't guessed it yet, I'm trying to get you depressed. Alright? I'm trying to also get you fired up. You can look. What's that? Not quite. What do you mean over the hill? You're 30. 29. It's a funny... 29. Who's over 40? Who's under 40?
Yeah, you do look at it a little bit differently. When you get the big 4-0, who had the big midlife crisis? Or is it just me? Who's still going? All right, so you do look at this a little bit differently. I did a speaking tour of the YPO group over in India, and the average age of death, I had the great honour of telling the average age of death over there is 70. Awkward. But here's another question. How many of you know people who have been diagnosed or died from cancer? Okay, hand nice and tall. Have a look around the room. Yeah, that's pretty much everyone. By show of fingers, how many people do you know have been diagnosed or died from cancer? Have a think, show of fingers. In your circle? Like, nice and tall. Come on. Up, 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 up. Fours, twos, yep, ten, yep. Cool, thank you. Now, I've done this all around the world. Ain't no different. Here's the clincher. How many of them made their 80 squares? So when is now a good time to live your bucket list? That's it. Straight away, guys. Tonight. Screw this. You know what? You know, it is time. It's time. Whatever you're waiting for, you get over it. Okay? Hurry up. Build your bloody businesses. Hurry up. Your business is this. It's simple. You hurry up and build it. And it should... A business has got to produce two things and two things only. It's got to produce time flow and it's got to produce cash flow. For you to do the things on your list. You don't need cash for everything. But you do need to pay attention to the things that make you happy. All right? Otherwise, why the hell are you doing it? Does that make sense? Get on with it. Hurry up. I see too many people living with these regrets. The top five regrets of the dying. The top five regrets of the dying. Now, this is by Bronnie Ware. Bronnie Ware, whose blog turned into a best-selling book. She was a palliative care nurse hanging out with the oldies in a nursing home. She interviewed the... thanks, mate. She interviewed them about their regrets. My goal for you is to live a regret-free life so you don't have these. Is that cool? Is that fair enough? That is my mission. Number one, and these are in order. I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself and not what others expected of me. If you find yourself saying these words, I should, I must, I have to, these are programs of comparison. You're comparing against someone else's model of the world, whether that be a pre-programmed thing from TV, mass media, or your parents. You are comparing. Stop that. And a lot of that happens in your head. Make sense? Cool. Do what makes you happy. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Guys, for you, it's about working smart, not hard. And you know how to already work smart. Don't work dumb. Get other people to do stuff for you who are specialists. Work out your dollar per hour ratio and get people who charge less, who are more specialized, to do that bit for you. Make sense? I don't know why I'm yelling. I have no idea. Why am I fired up? I've just had another coffee. It's freaking donuts. All jacked up. I think I'd just come down with diabetes. I wish I had, guys, this is for you. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Do you know one of the most depressing things is depression? We live in a country that sells some of the highest amounts of antidepressants. Fact. Kids are following us. The amount of kids on antidepressants is fucked up. Oh, gets me so fired up. When personal development, these sort of tools that I'm and I'll give you a story at the end, these sort of tools can help that. I've helped people out of depression. Talk more. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. We get into our little circles when we have kids and when we have our family and that sort of thing. I understand that. But what if? Make an effort. Get on the front foot. Don't wait for them to contact you. And that doesn't mean Facebook. I wish I'd let myself be happier. Make sense? Cool. All right. Everyone stand up for me. Are we having fun?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All right. So, who's been to a funeral lately? Wow, Trav, this is such a motivational talk. Who's been to a funeral? Now, what do they play if a funeral? Funerals are pretty Web 2.0 these days, aren't they? Yeah? They've got a slideshow and, you know, of that person's life. And then they've, you know, it's like the highlights reel and their best song played next to it. If something happened to you, would you be happy with that highlights reel? It's a rhetorical question. If a book was written about your life right now, would it be a bestseller or would it collect dust? I know most books are e-books these days. Let's not get into semantics. See, the chance that you got right now is about not living a life by default, but living a life by design. What if, you've done some pretty cool stuff, I know that, but what if you actually paid attention to the things that really make you happy and really started to reverse engineer some of these bucket list items? We'll get into that in a sec. But first, before we create a bucket list, we've got to create a reverse bucket list. What is a reverse bucket list, I hear you ask? It's basically your done list. See, one of the things when we're goal setting and when we're reaching out and, you know, trying to achieve stuff, what we do forget is what we've already done. And I don't know about, I write gratitudes every single day. And if you don't do it, please start. I write 5. I do my workout. And then I come back and I do my to-do list and I do my gratitudes. Now what that means is I am grateful for 5 of them. With the goal of identifying the things that I'm truly in my heart grateful for. You've got to recognize what you've done. You've got to recognize the things that do make us happy in this world of a current affair. The newspapers, of all the things that really make us unhappy. I'm not going to go out and certainly not stand in front of you guys and face clients if I'm not in a happy place. And if I write my 5 and I'm still not feeling the love, I'll keep writing until there's a smile on my face. And the rules are, when you write gratitudes, you're not allowed to repeat them. If you can't say, like, I'm grateful for my health. Well, then you screw, don't you? So you've got to notice the little things. And the devil, the happiness is in the details. Does this make sense? Please start this process. And the reverse bucket list is a big gratitude exercise. We've got to recognize the things that you've already done on your list, as if, or the things that you've done in your life as if they were on a list all the way along. And how you can really cement this is start writing this stuff out, but more importantly, start doing a reverse bucket list board. What's that? That's a visual representation of all the things that you have done. But I bet you got photos and that sort of thing. And when you look back on those photos, what does it do already? Makes you proud. So let's compartmentalize this. Put it into our reverse bucket lists. Use Pinterest or however you want to do it. And start to recognize the things that you've done, that you're proud of, as if they were on a list, a bucket list all the way along. Because I tell you what, and having built mine out for some years now, when the chips are down, when I'm having a crap day, I look at my reverse bucket list. I look, because I'm very visual, as 70% of you guys are too. I look at that list and I go, yeah. And it gets me out of that trench. It makes me appreciate and pay thanks and gratitude for what I've already done. And you watch, the same goes with you. I bet you've done some pretty cool shit. Psychos. So what we're going to do right now is, this is actually how we write a bucket list. You're going to do a few things here. You're going to share. So I want you to think of just three things that you've done in your life. Okay? As if they were on a bucket list all the way along. You've probably got way more than that. And there's a couple of things that I preach in my rooms. Is one, there's no judgment. There's no what? So it's what's cool in your world is cool in your world. No judgment. All right? Just drop it. You're also allowed to do a few things up in here that you're not allowed to do in school. And they are. You're allowed to copy. You're allowed to what? So if you hear something cool, you write it down. All right? Next thing is you're allowed to cheat. You're allowed to what?
Cheat.
Thank you. And you're also allowed to steal. You're allowed to what?
Steal.
Their ideas and put it on yours. Okay? They're non-exclusive. Machu Picchu is for everyone. Okay? Cool. So, does this make sense? So the cool thing about it is when you start voicing this sort of stuff, you're giving other people ideas. And what's really cool is those ideas can lead to massive changes in your life. I haven't thought of that. I haven't given it that mind space. I haven't paid attention to that until now. Then perfect. So grab a partner right now. Hurry up. Grab a partner. Don't sit down. I don't know why, but just don't. All right, who's got a partner? Okay, cool. All right, fantastic. Threesome. It's funny how people project, isn't it? Write it down, threesome. Do we want to X-rate it? Look, there's no, as you'll see. Just, so you got the donuts, you got threesome. I'm feeling a good night tonight. No judgment, people. No judgment. So here's the thing, what I want you to do is pick an A and a B, by the way. A's, put up your hand, please. All right, now fortune favours the brave in life, so point at your partner and say you're going first. You. Hey? You've been in rooms like this before. Come on. Okay, so A, person who I pointed at, you're sharing first, your three bucket list items. Go. Reverse bucket list items. Reverse. What you've done. Brag away. Brag, brag, brag. Okay, you're allowed to brag up in here. Up in here. Okay, so.
Sorry.
You want to come up first? All right. So, this is where shit gets interesting. Who wants to share or dob on their partner? Oh, everyone went, oh, yeah, I'll dob on him. Okay, here we go. All right, let's go.
All right, yeah, I'll stand up here.
So if it sounds like a good idea, write it down for yours.
I've actually done two things that I wanted to do. Was one of them was Vegas. Always wanted to go to Vegas, not only for gambling, but the clubs. Yep. yeah, there's no poles involved. But yeah, like the Grand Canyon tour. I'm in a helicopter, as well as the architecture of all the casinos.
How good is that? Yeah. Did you do the champagne lunch in the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
No. I just flew over and, yeah. But, yeah, rode the gondolas with my wife, so, yeah, that was good.
Cool.
Dinner in the Eiffel Tower Casino, so.
Nice.
Yeah, and also one of the other ones was be heavily involved in a charity. So cool. My wife and I are heavily involved in Variety, the children's charity.
Good on you.
Down in the Shoalhaven. So yeah, that was one thing we always wanted to do, and yeah.
Excellent.
We're doing it now.
Excellent. Excellent. Little golf clap there. All right, what else we got? Come on, brag away. This is not mine's bigger than yours, all right? So get over it. If it's cool... Hello. Hello. This could go anywhere.
My name's Dion. My reverse bucket list, I've travelled quite extensively with my job. I've been to Africa and China and Europe and Australia and East Timor. I've got three beautiful kids, three girls. And I was a millionaire until I got divorced. So.
How many times?
Now, if you're thinking about stealing that, I don't know. I mean, no judgment, but... get rich, then get divorced. I don't know. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. All right, cool. Here's the thing. I want you to, thanks, Dan, is think of it like none of this has got to do with money. Money is just a vehicle. Cool? What you do for money, I don't really care. As long as you like it. If you don't like it, do something else. It's pretty simple, isn't it? But I think the Holy Grail is making money from something that you love, monetizing your values. I cannot believe I get paid to do this. You're probably thinking, I can't believe he gets paid to do this either. I can't believe Steve paid you. Yeah, well, the thing is, we see too many unhappy people, don't we? We see too many people hating what they're doing. And if you're like me, it's like, why don't you change then? Why don't you do something about it? But no, they'd rather complain. Yeah. Who's it? Who catches up with people like that and you feel like you need a wash or a holiday afterwards? Yeah, or both. All right, so one last reverse bucket list share. Here we go. Dob on a mate. Here we go. Over here. Welcome to public speaking.
Thank you. My name's Marie. I got my truck license and I drove a B-double from Alice Springs to Adelaide, well, the other way around actually. What? Adelaide, Alice Springs, and then I've driven one from Cairns to Darwin. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, didn't know that, did you?
So, yeah. Stolen. That was my big thing.
Unreal.
I've also driven a B-triple, so, but that was just on a track.
Oh, you're showing off now. Yeah. I'm assuming, I don't even know what a B-triple is, I'm assuming that's now
road
free.
Trailers.
Road trains.
Road trains.
Wow.
Train. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Well, a little golf clap for that. Bigger golf clap for that. I did this over in Perth not too long ago. There's this, actually it was the same one. It might have been a different convention. We did two things. We did this, the 80 squares. Now, I did this at a retirees convention. Okay? 80 squares, shitloads of old people. 250 of them. The average age, the average squares left, no word of a lie, was 5. Awkward. And then the guy in the front row looked at me square in the eyes. He's gone, I'm pretty fit, and added a row. I went, everyone, add a row. You all look pretty fit. Backpedal. what the hell was I talking about? I don't know. Perth. Got it. Old people. Another old person joke, real life. This old lady over in the corner. She did share your reverse bucket list. Gave her the mic, and she just stood up in this company, and she was just an admin kind of, not just an admin, but you know what I mean. I drove her tank through Sherwood Forest over cars, and No, 200 people just, what the fuck? And she was she was the most popular person ever. What the hell? You know, it's surprising what we've done. Does it give you, when you think back, and we forget, don't we, when you think back about all the cool stuff you've done, it does give you a sense of, oh yeah, I've done a lot of this stuff by default. Imagine if I actually put some attention on the design from here on. That's what the next bit's all about. All right? So what I'd like you to do is, is again, stand up for me and now find a different partner. Now find a different partner. And you're going to share, and you can pick an A and a B, you're going to share three things on your bucket list. What we're about to do right now, guys, what we're about to do right now, I'm about to show you the My Bucket List blue. Bang. Come together. What's with threesomes in this room? Yeah, the VIP section. All right. Okay, shut up. Okay, what are you doing? Buddy, we all are. One team, one dream over there. One team, one dream. Make it happen, people. Stop. Just stop. Okay, enough with the threesomes. All right, just listening up. I'm about to show you the My Bucket List Blueprint, all right? It's an acronym. It's a what? It's a 12-step sequence, 12-step program, just like AA. But this is like how to write a personally meaningful and then holistic bucket list, all right? Because most of our bucket list is about travel, isn't it? That's what the movie was about. This is way more than that. This will get you thinking. All right? But first, I'd like you to share with your partner a few things that you'd like to do before you die. Go. Shh, 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 shh. Thank you. What's really important right now is you've got to publicly declare what you want. Because you know what? The resources in order for you to bridge the gap between where you are now and where you want to be might be in this room. If you don't publicly declare, how are those resources going to show up? Why do we not declare what we want to do in our lives? Why do we not declare our goals? Fear of failure. Fear of standing out. Tall poppy syndrome, which fucking sucks in this country. And when people knock you down, they're just projecting their own insecurities. That's all. You do it enough, and people just start, you know. But just, it's not a, I'm gonna. Just, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm committing to. Now, here's the thing. The law of specificity is everything. If you say, on my bucket list, I want to go to Europe. Now, Europe's a freaking big place. But if you say, I want to go to Tuscany in summer. And I want to get a big old table. I want to get an Italian mama to cook it, or someone, to take care of us. Me and my family and my friends. Crusty bread, you know, the whole deal. Beautiful red wine from the region. We all take time out of our lives to work on our lives. That's what we're doing right now. I bet you'd be able to go onto Google Images and find exactly that. That's the one for your bucket list board that you're going to create after today. Because you put that in a high traffic area on your iPhone, on your laptop, screensaver, put on your fridge, whatever. I bet you'll start paying attention to those sort of conversations in the universe. When the why is strong enough, the how will work itself out. You get really clear. I don't want you to write that down when you sit down. When the why is strong enough, the how will work itself out. If you want that bad, you will build your business. You know, what would it take in your business for you to do that? Well, it's a couple of grand for a ticket. Well, have you actually sorted it out? Have you actually researched some of these bucket list items? Have you researched some of these specific goals? I bet you haven't. So what are you shooting for? Let's start with the end in mind. Tuscany, summer. This is how, and I'm going in and doing research. Now, what have I got to do in my business in order for that to come to fruition? And welcome to our reason why. Make sense? At the moment, a lot of us are just going for a grey, mythical goal of, I want freedom. Okay, good on ya. It's never going to show up. You getting? Cool. Okay. So, give us some items. Bucket list items. Go.
African safari. Thank you very much. African safari.
Dog sliding in the middle of your Sweden.
Dog slide in Sweden. We'll just go with Sweden. Dog slide. That word.
Burning Man.
Not for the faint-hearted. And I've given you. Oh, yeah. You heard the PG version. What else we got?
Italy.
Italy. Just Italy.
Yep.
Big place.
Yeah, I want to do the whole lot.
Every part of Italy.
Yep.
Wow. I've kind of
better start now.
So it's cool. Alright, what else? One more?
World champ.
What's that?
World champ.
World champ in
wakeboarding.
Nice.
But in order to do that, you've got to reverse engineer your time management, don't you? You've got to reverse engineer a lot of stuff in your life in order to make that come to fruition. Now, is that really important to her? Guilty. Will it make you work harder? Shit, yeah. Will your goals make you work harder? Will your bucket list make you work harder and smarter? If you get clear on them, I bet they will. Let's get into this. Have a seat. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to mix this up a little bit. We're going to start. We're not going to go in a linear style. I don't do anything like cookie cutter, one step, two step, three step. So we're going to start with why. Your proud achievements. That's what this stands for. What do you want to be proud of before you kick the bucket? This is a story of Dick and Rick Hoyt.
I can only imagine.
Rick.
But it will be
Rick, cerebral palsy from birth.
When I walk.
And Dickie's dad.
By your side.
Simple farmer, military guy.
I can only imagine.
Didn't really want a lot to do with his son growing up.
See when your face is before me.
Until one day.
I can only imagine.
They did go out for a walk. Burst into a bit of a run. When they came back, Rick.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?
Rick typed into his wheelchair, Dad, when I run with you, I don't feel handicapped. Dad, when I run with you,
hallelujah.
I feel like I've got legs.
Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
And then he found his why.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Over 1,000 races later, seven Ironmans. Now motivational speakers around the world.
I can only imagine.
Both of them.
When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand
you're gonna own your own
in
house.
Your presence?
Or to my be a great mom or a great dad. Put out a book.
Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all?
Start a charity. Get another level of education.
Yeah.
What do we want to be really proud of before you kick the bucket? See, if it's, if someone's done it, it is possible. It is possible. Gotta stop carrying around these seeds of doubt of why you can't do something. There's people doing amazing stuff all around the world right now. They've previously thought of undoable. They've changed the rules in Ironman now because of these guys.
When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
E stands for Express Yourself in our My Bucket List acronym. E. What's the creative side of you that needs to come out, needs to be expressed again? Do you want to exhibit your own art, photography, a clothesline? Not a clothesline, a clothing line. Although you might want to invent a clothesline. An invention. Ultimate challenges.
Hi, the bucket list guy. I just want to let you know that I've completed one of my bucket list items today. Been on there a long time, and here is my bucket list. It was to run a marathon. So I'm just going to tick that off. There it is there, very satisfying. And here's my Melbourne Marathon finishers medal for proof.
So I run a community called Global Bucket Listers, and it's basically a community of people just bragging. Right around the world, we had some people sign up from London last night, and it's really cool. Like, it's $29 a month, it's nothing, but at the end of the day, what I've created is a community that we haven't got out there, a community of bragging. So every Monday, we have Mad Monday. What are you going to do this week? What are you going to do and finish it by Friday? What have you done? At the end of this week, and they've tagged up, they're with an accountability partner, they dob in a mate if they don't upload their stuff. It's really, really cool. Accountability is everything. But I get sent literally photos and videos from everyone right around the world. It's really, really cool. God, it fires me up as well. And we all do stuff together. Ultimate challenges. So it could be your first 5K run. It doesn't have to be marathons, climbing mountains and all that sort of stuff. That's for other people. But it's got to stretch your comfort zone. It's got to show you the bigger version of you. See, like I said before, on the other side of that 5K run is a you that you didn't even know yet. Is another version of you. And that's what I want to get you amped about. I want to get you excited about seeing that bigger version of you. You don't even know what you're capable of. You skydive for the first time. It's like, I've skydived. And then you're like you've had a big bag of cocaine. I'm like, where do I go now? Apparently that's what travel adventures. This is not about, again, not about you doing Machu Picchu. But if that's the thing that floats your boat, if that's the thing that gets you, it's a freaking awesome place. Freaking awesome place. And I did it for my 40th birthday. There's a picture of me and Dad. So on my 40th birthday, the morning of my 40th birthday was my bucket list item where I walked the Inca Trail, and then literally on the morning of my 40th birthday, looked down on Sungate, from Sungate at Machu Picchu on the morning of my 40th birthday. Just to give that midlife crisis a real punch in the ribs. T, travel a bit. But here's the thing. Be a tourist in your own town first. This is more of about an attitude, isn't it? And the thing is, if you cross off a lot of these little ones, you'll get momentum and motivation to smash through the bigger ones. Because this is about attitude. It's what you're paying attention to. And that will help you get over that initial inertia by doing the smaller ones first. Okay, kind acts for others. Here's the thing that rounds out a lot of bucket lists.
I finished my college here. I was working for Taj Group of Hotels, Bangalore. I saw a very old man. He was heating his own human waste for hunger. I thought, what is the purpose of my life? What am I going to do? In a star hotel, I feed all my guests, but where in my hometown, there are people who are living even without food. I quit my job and I started feeding all these people from 2002. Today morning we made venpongal and sambar. Venpongal is a blend of rice and dal with a lot of spices. Venpongal and sambar was being made for the breakfast, and for the lunch we made tomato rice and sabji. We fed the homeless, mentally ill destitute, and the old people who have been left uncared of the society. People are suffering for food. They don't have food to eat. If you don't give them food to eat, they will die out of human hunger. I cut their hair, I give them a shave, I give them bath. For them to feel psychologically that they are also human beings, there are people to care for them, they have a hand to hold, hope to live. Food is one part. Love is another part. So the food will give them physical nutrition. The love and affection which you show will give them mental nutrition. Being a Brahmin community and an Orthodox family, there were a lot of objections. Brahmins are not supposed to touch these people, clean these people, hug these people, feed these people. Everybody has got 5.5 liters of blood. I am just a human being. For me, everybody are same. There are thousands and thousands and lakhs of people suffering. What is the ultimate purpose of life is to give. Start giving. See the joy of giving.
See, when I started collecting bucket lists from people, a lot of them were about travel and, you know, this and another another section. Really rounds it out for me. What's something that really fires you up? Something that, you know, might be a cause out there. They just want attention. It doesn't have to be money. Where you can really give back some of that attention and give back some of that time. I'll tell you what, that is the best thing to get you motivated and appreciating exactly what we all do have. Gives you... Yeah, makes you fired up, doesn't it? If you're not doing that, and if you're not carving out a little bit of your income towards charity or something like, you know, just pay attention to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you to do it, but just pay attention to it. Cool. All right. I'll get onto that in a sec. The My Bucket List Blueprint. What other letters have we got? M. M stands for meet a personal hero. Who do you want to meet before you kick the bucket? Just because they're a rock star in your world might not be a rock star in someone else's. Who cares? But I'll tell you what, meeting Tim Ferriss and Richard Branson, it's like, oh, I don't know what that is, but you know what I mean. You know? Who are they in your life? What's another one? B. B stands for buy that special something. Whether that for yourself or for someone else. What a lot of people don't know about me is that I buy myself the most expensive birthday present. So write this date down, the 8th of May. I'll give you time. I buy myself the most, I try and outdo everyone. I seriously celebrate another year on earth. Why shouldn't you? All right, so buy that special something or for someone else. All right, what else we got? E? C. Conquer a fear. whatever that might be. What else we got? The other T is take lessons. What are some skills that you want to learn before you kick the bucket? Guitar, Spanish, the art of Japanese knot tying, whatever it might be. What else have we got? L, I'll get to that in a second. I love his personal favourite, idiotic stuff. Hashtag Burning Man. What else we got? We're parking L. We got S. Oh, you're going to love this, especially you guys had the threesome. Satisfy a curiosity. So what do you want to taste, touch, smell, experience before you kick the bucket? See how the mind can wander? Get your mind out of that gutter and put it back into, thank you very much. And L, in wrapping up, is leave a legacy. If you don't know the Reach Foundation, Reach Foundation is, I raise money for the Reach Foundation. I told them this and they were going to, they said, look, come and do a talk for the leaders of the Reach Foundation. Now, Reach Foundation do personal development courses for teenagers who have been through, you know, a rough patch. Founded by AFL footballer Jim Steins down in Victoria. Very, very popular program. Do it in schools. And I did the talk, and it's somewhat similar to what I've done with you guys today. This young girl, and all the leaders of Reach have been through the Reach program. This young girl got up, and she was bawling. I'm like, what's wrong? This is in front of everyone. What's wrong? She said, if my little sister had been here to see your presentation today, she wouldn't have killed herself 2 weeks ago. Mark Twain said, it's 2 days where you find out your why. The day you were born, that was one for me. That was my... That little girl... Help me find my why. My wife picked me up from the airport, from the Reach, and took me to the airport. I was coming out to Sydney and cried all the way. Thank you for allowing me to share my why, my reason why, and thanks to Stephen for allowing me the platform to be able to do this. And hopefully you've got some stuff out of today. And please pay it forward into your families, into your businesses. But more importantly, be a leader in your life and do it yourself. Thanks a lot. And thank you. Thank you.
Well done, Trav. Good on you, buddy.
Cool, man.
What a way to finish, huh? Hooly dooly.